You're listening to a Big Finish production.
Oh, ever so glad you came.
Help me. Make it stop.
It's the clock. We don't know what's wrong with it.
Help me. Dad, please.
Ever so glad you came.
What a night. Ah, sod it. We're not getting any further. Not in this. Okay.
Help me, help me. Help me, help me. Stop, stop.
Can I help you?
Have you got a room for the night? I've given up.
Have you?
On the drive, in this weather. What a night.
What a night. We have one room left.
Then I'm in luck.
Yes. Sign here, please. And don't forget to put the date. Sure you won't go on? Cardiff's not far.
No, thanks. It's raining like there's no tomorrow. I'd rather take my chances here.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Roberts. And welcome to the Traveller's Halt. My name is Billis Manger. Now, let me show you to your room.
Okay, thank you. Seen better days. Call that a towel? Birds in the chimney? It's not my tap. It's coming from next door. Hello? Hello? Is anyone in there? Hello? It's about your tap. Hello? Sorry to disturb, I... empty. Oh, Mrs., I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. How can you sleep through that? I'll turn it off. I hope that's okay. Oh, damn. I can't shift the tap. Come on. Damn you. No. But I couldn't shift it. Still. God. How old are you? That's some smart luggage you've got there.
This is not your room.
Oh. Yeah, I heard through the wall that a tap was dripping.
Was it?
Yes.
It's not now.
No, I turned it off.
Good. Well, perhaps we can leave Grace in peace, Mr. Roberts.
Sorry, I thought it was empty. It wasn't locked.
Regular guests tend not to lock their doors. They're very trusting.
And is she a regular guest?
Of course.
I can't believe she'd put up with that tap. It was loud enough to wake the dead.
Was it really?
I could hear it from my room.
Indeed. Why else would you have been in hers?
I was doing her a service, turning it off. She should thank me.
If Grace had woken to find a stranger prowling around her room, I think gratitude would have been far from her thoughts.
I wasn't prowling.
No. Didn't your father teach you not to steal?
My father? I'm not a thief. The tap was dripping.
So you keep saying.
Listen to me. I didn't come here to be humiliated.
Then it's all a misunderstanding.
Forget it. What time's dinner?
Now, in a minute.
Well, which is it? This place.
Don't you like it? You're perfectly free to go elsewhere, Mr. Roberts.
No. No. Sorry. It's just so old-fashioned.
That is what our regulars like about it.
A timeless quality.
Oh, very good. I must tell them that. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have duties to attend to.
And, of course, the bar's empty. Hello? Service? Any chance I can get a drink in here? Oh, not again. Raining stair rods. All the angels are crying in heaven tonight.
Poetic.
My dad used to say it all the time. He's very chapel. Any chance of a drink?
Would he approve?
Hmm?
Your father?
No, he would not. Not in front of anyone at any rate.
You're welcome to go out onto the terrace, if you like. I believe it's rather pleasant in the summer.
No, thanks.
Probably for the best. In this weather, you might catch your death.
Yeah. Are you the only one on duty?
For my sins. Shall I see about the drink?
Water everywhere. Scotch, please.
Of course. Ice?
Yes, please.
It can impair the flavour.
I'd like some ice.
Of course.
I've never seen rain like it. It's determined.
As the Eskimos have words for snow, so are the Welsh with rain. Your drink. I've added it to your room.
Oh, cheers. Your good health.
Thank you. You're not from around these parts.
No, but my dad still lives here.
He's very much on your mind, I gather.
He's ill.
very ill, actually. I've come to say goodbye.
My sympathies.
It's not easy. Not an easy journey. But I've had enough of it. My car feels the same. You know, after hours of driving in it, the rain gets to you.
It does.
Glad of a chance to duck it, to be frank. I don't know what to say to him. It was never an easy relationship. But he's my father.
He'll understand.
My dad? No chance. He brought me up to be neat and punctual. He'll be sat up in bed wondering where the hell I am. Maybe I could use your phone.
Of course.
Yeah, I could call him. But mind you, he's so old-fashioned.
Aren't we all?
No calls between 9 p.m. and 9 a.m.
But he's waiting for you.
I can't tell him that I've come all this way and stopped.
Fallen at the last hurdle.
Yeah. Old man would probably die just to spite me.
I'm sure that's not the case.
Sorry, gallows humour. You can't put off the inevitable forever. I should just go back out to my car, go see him.
You could, or there's dinner. The soup of the day is oxtail.
What a night, eh? What a night. That rain could give the soup a run for its money. Strong stuff. Strong stuff indeed. Tough crowd. Has it been like this all day? Let us pray.
Are you finished with your soup?
Yes.
Did you like it?
Yes. Lovely. It was, nice.
If you're still hungry, I could rustle you up at Chicken Kiev.
Look, what's up with the rest, glum lot? Have I done something to upset them?
Our regulars? Oh, no. They're just used to a quiet life, that's all.
Listen, there it is again. That tap.
I can't hear it.
Honestly.
Perhaps I've grown accustomed to it.
Wait.
Ah, perhaps it's our clock in the hall. A remarkable timepiece. Worth looking at, if you have the time.
What a place. Suppose I should get some sleep. On a night like this. Telly's an antique. Welsh language television. What? It's on every channel. Bloody hell! What the hell? Hello? Hello? I'm sorry, but it's very late and I could do with some sleep. One night. One night here is enough. I'm going back to bed. Oh, for God's sake! Right, that's it, you mad old bat. I'm coming in. Oh, come on. Sod it.
The little boy was alone and terribly afraid. His father never loved him. Shh. Come in and close the door behind you. She likes this bit. The little bunny was alone and terribly afraid the farmer would find him. He was a young bunny and wanted to be a brave one. He knew the farmer was looking for him and would shoot him and give him to the farmer's wife to put him in a big farmer's pot, and his little bunny tail would end up nailed to the door. And so, hop, 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 he went on his way. The field was ever so large, almost without end. And there, I think that'll do for tonight. Did you like the story?
Not much. Am I interrupting you?
It's a favourite of hers, you know. It has a happy ending for the rabbit, not the farmer's wife.
What are you doing?
She likes a story every night.
So you sit on her bed and read to her?
Yes.
How do you... Excuse me, but... How do you know she likes it? Does she ever wake up?
Rarely, but I can tell. It's why I hold her hand. Sometimes I can just feel the tiniest little squeeze.
Yeah, I was wondering about that.
Wonder no more.
How long has she been here?
I don't discuss details like that, I'm afraid. Grace is one
of
the regulars.
One of the regulars. Yeah, right, right.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Would you like me to bring you a cup of cocoa?
No, I would not like any bloody cocoa.
Language. And in front of Grace. It's very good. The cocoa.
Could I talk to you outside?
Of course. Pleasant dreams, Grace.
Insane. Sick.
Mr. Roberts, or may I call you Howell?
So, is this what you do at night? Creep into rooms, watch your guests while they sleep? Because between you and me, that's just a little bit creepy.
Grace is this hotel's oldest, most valued guest, and I am simply carrying out her instructions.
Are you the manager here?
No.
Then I'd like to speak to the person who is.
May I ask why?
I don't trust you.
If you intend to have me reprimanded or fired, I'm afraid you're in for a disappointment.
Why?
Because I don't even work here.
What?
Oh, no. I just came here to mend a clock, only it wasn't broken. Now, if you'll excuse me...
Wait. Come back!
Why don't you try and get some sleep?
I don't want to go home, Dad. Don't make me. What? When did I fall asleep? I can't even remember going to bed.
Let me go. Please. Let me go.
For God's sake. For God's sake! Hello. It's me, Howell, from next door.
I don't want to be late for Sunday school.
No, no. Of course not. Is there anything I can get you?
Can you tell me where I am, please?
You're in a hotel.
Hotels are nice.
Maybe.
I want to go home.
Me too.
Read to me, please.
I'm not sure I should.
I like the pictures. Please.
Okay. Sure. The young rabbit was scared. He did not like the rain. He wanted to borrow Mr. Owl's umbrella, but his mother had told him that umbrellas are only for owls.
Your hand is softer than the other man's. Kinder.
Yeah, I'm about 200 years younger than him.
No, no, don't let go of my hand. I'm afraid of what will happen.
You'll be fine, I promise. Grace Mary Owen, date of birth 20. That's impossible. Where did you come from?
This is the second time I found you in Grace's room, and now you're going through her belongings. In ordinary circumstances, one might call the police.
But her passport.
I've not seen it. I don't make a habit of rifling through our guests' personal items.
Her date of birth? That can't be right. She must be in her 90s.
Yes, if I had to estimate her age.
But this says she was born 2 years ago.
Fascinating.
You knew, didn't you?
Come, let's leave Grace to her beauty sleep.
Wait, you can't just... What's going on here? What's happening? I don't understand.
There she goes, getting ready to strike.
I've no time for clocks.
No time for clocks? Very droll. Now, here we are. When you signed in, you'll remember I was particular about the date. Today's date. And with good reason. Look.
Yeah, what?
Here. The dates when the other guests checked in.
Yeah.
A span of 150 years in a single page and without any sort of chronological order.
What's going on here?
Listen to the clock, Mr. Roberts.
What are you talking...
There it goes again. Always ready to strike. Never quite reaching the hour. It's why they called me.
Who?
The hotel. They called me to repair their clock. I had hardly stepped through the threshold when I realized it wasn't the clock that was broken. It was time.
What?
The pendulum swings. The clock readies itself, but the moment, the next moment, never comes. Take this.
The phone?
Yes. People normally demand it at this point.
You mean you've done this before?
Oh, yes, many times. You're going to phone for help. Please don't let me stop you.
Hello, operator. What number, please?
Sorry, what?
Number, please.
02920.
I don't recognize that number, caller.
It's the hospital. St. Helens Hospital.
You mean the workhouse, sir?
Workhouse? I just want to speak to my dad.
Just putting you through. Ain't
hard. Oh, this is ridiculous.
Isn't it? Here, and I'll take that.
This is... I don't know.
Will you permit me to give you a little bit of advice which will spare you pain?
I'm leaving. Now.
Listen, Mr. Roberts, don't go outside.
Damn you!
Come back! Please come back inside. Come back!
No! I'm going to get to my car!
Stop this! Give me your hand, now!
The rain, it, unbelievable, it, like a wall.
I told you not to go out there. Oh, let me get you a towel. I keep a supply on hand.
Thanks. I must look a state.
Oh, Mr. Roberts, I wouldn't look in the mirror if I was...
My face? Oh, God. What's happened to me?
Given how long you were out there, I'd say you've aged about 20 years.
But how? How?
I did warn you.
You didn't tell me this would happen.
It wouldn't have been any use.
How can you know that?
Because I've tried so many times. And sometimes they listen. They turn and walk away, and they vanish before reaching the car.
Vanish? What's out there?
Time, Mr. Roberts. The swirling, all-consuming storm of time. And the moment you walked through that door, it was already far too late.
What is this place?
I would have thought that was abundantly clear by now. It's a trap. Is getting harder and harder to light. Perhaps there is a finite supply of gas. Best not to overthink these things. Ah, Mr. Roberts, there you are. Coco?
What time is it?
Still night.
Still? What happened?
You were asleep. You had a dizzy spell. You've been through something of an ordeal.
My face... What happened to it? Is it something in the rain? A corrosive?
I told you, Mr. Roberts. All that ravaged you was time.
But will I get better? Will this go away?
I'm sorry, no.
I have to get out of here.
You tried that, and this was the result.
But I have to see my dad. He's unwell. They said he's not got very long. I can't stay here.
I admire your spirit.
He brought me up to be strong, to never give up, to fight back.
Your father, admirable. Most of our guests lack your tenacity.
You said that this place was a trap.
Would you care for some grapefruit?
I'm sorry?
We have a surplus of tinned goods. Soup, beans, grapefruit. I'm rather partial to the latter. Sharp, refreshing.
No, thank you.
Are you sure? It's delicious.
Could you please stop talking about grapefruit?
Oh, perhaps you'd prefer pineapple. Or I believe we also have some peaches. All tinned, obviously. But you can't have everything.
I'm not hungry. Who are you?
As I've said, I'm a horologist.
A what?
I study time. Now, I repair clocks. Follow me. Isn't it remarkable?
I wouldn't know.
Time's a dying art these days. Hold this, please. Oh, it's all right. You can put the case on the floor.
Okay.
Now, as in life, it's what we find behind the face that is most interesting. The simple swinging of a pendulum transformed into the elegant measurement of eternity.
I asked you who you are.
And I'm showing you. The pendulum swing is transferred up through all these cogs, back down into the lowering of these two lead weights, left and right, racing each other to the end. As the cogs turn, so do the hands of the clock. For the system to work, it needs a regulator. The regulator is above the mechanism. See? There, in the shadows. It marks and measures each tiny turn of this cog. If necessary, it impedes it by a fraction or nudges it by a fraction in order to keep the whole mechanism true. All these disparate elements of lead and brass and steel and catgut are all relying on the regulator to step in when things go wrong, to make the tiniest adjustment. Has a lovely name, by the way. The deadbeat escape. Poetic, don't you think? Now, the regulator is neither good nor evil. It simply knows how to act in the interests of time. I am the regulator.
You.
That tiny lever, hardly intimidating. And yet, like me, it does its job. It sees how the tiniest of problems can impact the whole system, and it checks them. This hotel was one such problem. It required my attention. You see, there is a fault line running through this point in space. The edges of the universe chafing against one another, and every so often that friction ruptures into reality.
And you came here to stop it?
I came to repair the clock.
Mr. Manger, we're ever so glad you came. It's the clock, you see.
Evidently.
If you'll just follow me, you can't miss it.
Well, quite.
It's been playing up for a few weeks now. So we found you. In the phone book.
It's a magnificent achievement.
We just don't know what's wrong with it.
I do.
From one look. Well, of course, you are the experts. But we're ever so glad you came on a night like this. What a night!
Indeed, what a night.
So, in your expert opinion, which bit is broken? And, how much will it cost?
Broken? Oh, the clock isn't broken. We And as for the cost, I've a feeling it might be very dear indeed. The guests did not take the news well.
This is ridiculous.
Well, I'm quite right.
Want to see my wife? Tell me what
Enough, please, all of you. I beg you to be patient just a little longer. You've no idea what you're dealing with.
And you do.
Trust me. I can keep you comfortable here. I can work to find a solution.
That's just not good enough.
Another kettle.
Do not go out into the rain.
Why should we trust you?
I beg you, listen to me.
Get over me.
Time to get something done.
Come back. I ordered you.
How long ago was that?
I've lost track of time. Since then, well, I do my best. I look after those who stayed. I tend to the regulars. I watch them age. And I linger.
But you don't try and find a way out?
If I knew one, I would use it.
You may have given up, but I'm fighting back.
Time will tell.
Excuse me, everyone. Excuse me. Okay, listen. Thank you. Look, I've only just arrived. You've been here a lot longer than me. Do any of you know a way out? I want to go home. I need to go home. My father is very ill, and I'm running out of time. I have to see him, so... Please, just, if you know a way, tell me. Not one of you. Oh, screw you, all of you. I'm finding a way out of here. Anyone who wants to leave, come with me. Come on, how can you just sit there? How can you surrender yourself to this? Don't you have family, loved ones? People you care about beyond this place? How can you just give up like this?
Oh, I hope I'm not interrupting. Are you joining us for supper? The soup of the day is minestrone.
Soup of the day? Soup of the day? And which day is that? How many days have I actually been here? I can't stay a second longer.
After what happened last time... Trust me, it's much safer in here. Ask our guests.
Your guests are too terrified to say anything. They've been here so long they've forgotten who they are or how they got here in the first place. I won't let that happen to me.
Please, Mr. Roberts, see sense. You will be comfortable here.
Do you call this comfort?
Please, have some soup.
Out of my way!
There you are. We've not seen you for a while.
Yeah, I've been exploring it. Big place.
Not to me. My father's house has many rooms.
Well, what about these? They're not guest rooms?
No.
So, what are they?
I couldn't say. It's not my hotel, remember? Linen cupboards, perhaps?
You've never tried getting into them?
I've never had any need. The bed sheets stay fresh. Remarkable.
But aren't you curious as to what's behind this door?
There is no point.
No point?
If you wanted a key, you merely had to ask.
Give me those. Let me see.
Try the one on the blue key ring.
I can manage, thanks.
I'm only trying to be helpful. Oh, my word, what a lot of towels.
Useless! Useless!
I'll just put these back, then.
Leave them! Knock, knock. Grace, can I come in? Sorry to wake you. I want to ask you about when you came here.
No, please. I've been a bad girl. Sent to bed without any supper.
I know that punishment. One of Dad's favourites.
Nothing to feed on. Not like some. I'm sorry for what I did.
What did you do?
I don't know. I can't remember. It's my secret.
You can tell me. Did you ever try and leave?
Mm-hmm.
How?
I want to go home. But I can't go home. It's too late. Oh, so tired.
No, Grace, no, come on. Wake up.
Oh, please. Leave me be. Please. I'm so lost.
I can't. I'm sorry. But I need you to wake up.
Oh, no. Please. No.
You, wake up. Come on. Wake up. Oh, wake up, you old cow. Just come on. Wake up. Please, just tell me how to get out of here. You've got to know. You've got to. Please, wake up!
She was so beautiful, you know.
What?
You always come back here, no matter how long you wander, and no wonder. Grace was so beautiful when she first came here.
How long has she been here? How long?
I remember when she arrived, barely more than a child, a smile that welcomed the future.
The rain did this to her.
No. She never ventured into the rain. What you see is simply the proof that time, in some ways, continues here.
Oh, God.
Oh, she's disturbed now. She'll have a bad night. Why don't you read to her from her book? I'm sure you have a lovely reading voice.
You want me to read to her?
You might find it useful.
Oh. I see. Right. Where were we? The lonely bunny hopped through the rain on the way to his father's house. Mr. Owl had told him to take shelter, but the bunny didn't listen. His father... His father was very, very poorly. And the brave little rabbit was running out of time. No. No! No! What is this? What is this? How are you doing this?
Perfect.
Have to get home. Have to get out.
Please, Mr. Roberts, please wait. come back. You and Grace were having such a lovely time.
Were we? That book, how did it know?
One thing I've learned about time, it is cruel.
I'm not ending up like her. I'm not going to die here. Leave me alone. I'm going home. In a few hours, it'll be dawn. It will stop raining, and I can go home. What? What's that? Why have I never seen that door before?
Because some doors are not meant to be seen.
It's the way out. It's the way out, isn't it? Yeah. Someone lived here.
Sometimes the bunny wished his father didn't drink so much and get so angry and hurt him.
Oh, God.
You found the gun?
Yes.
Belonged to the previous manager, I believe.
He kept it in good working order.
You know much about guns?
Dad taught me how to shoot rabbits.
Things learned when young never leave us.
Help me. Help me get out.
I'm not easily frightened, Mr. Roberts, but would you mind not pointing the gun at me?
First time I shot a rabbit, I missed. Well, I grazed it. Didn't kill it. They say rabbits don't make a noise. You know, sheep go baa, cows go moo, rabbits go... Well, yeah, they don't. Unless you've injured one. The sound they make. It's like a scream. Dad wrung its neck. Said it was a kindness. And then he made me skin it. I'd never seen so much blood. After that, I never missed. Now, the game's end. You're going to get me out of here. I am going to see my father.
As you wish. There is something. Come.
This is the way out.
The attic. Wait and see. But if you do escape, what then?
If I get out, I'm coming back for the guests. I'll find a way.
There are some people in Cardiff. They have experience of this sort of thing. In some ways, I'm surprised they haven't come bursting in here already. They would so enjoy this.
Then when I get out, I'm going to find them. How do I do that?
Oh, don't worry. They'll find you. They have a genius for it. Oh, look at that. A hole in the ceiling. A leak.
Is that rainwater? I mean, can I touch it?
Well, inside the hotel. Should be safe. Go on.
No, I think not.
Perhaps that's wise. I have something better. This way. This used to be a roof garden of sorts. Must have been idyllic. Now, of course, all the plants have withered away, but imagine how this must have been.
Yes.
Quite a view. You can just see the lights of the city. Strange to think it's all a world away, like the cold light from distant stars long dead.
My father. One of those lights,
The hospital. This room.
Yes.
That's it, isn't it? All you can offer.
As close as I can get you to him.
There's nothing. Is there? No secret passages, no tunnels, no way out.
No. No way out. I'm sorry. Just the same rain, over and over again.
I'm sorry, Dad.
Come in here. You've had a shock. That's right. There we are. Are you sure I can't get you anything?
No, thank you. I just want to sit in here for a bit.
It's a cosy little lounge. Let me turn the radio on for you. It needs to warm up. Forgive me. I'll leave you be.
Thank you.
Make it stop. Help me. Help me. Please, make it stop.
I'm sorry. Dad, I'm sorry I gave up. I can't go on.
What happened? I can't be here. I can't be.
Oh, Mr. Roberts, you've decided to join us. I've brought you some soup. It's pea and ham.
I shot myself.
And a lot of courage it must have taken. I managed to find you a bread roll. I can't speak as to the butter, but where we live in hope.
I'm still here.
Yes, killing yourself is no escape, I'm afraid. Quite the reverse. You should ask poor Grace about that. But goodness, aren't you in good company? The dining room is now full. Well, I'll leave you to it.
No, no, please. Help me.
Now, now, your soup is getting cold. Good night, everybody. Oh, Mr. Roberts, there's really no need. The sweet smell of a new day.
What are you doing? You can't go out into the rain. We're trapped.
Yes, may I call you that? I have to admit a lack of candour on my part. It is true that this hotel was a trap, but it was never intended for you, or indeed anyone else. It was devised as a trap for me. And a very efficient one at that. And they say nothing good was ever designed by committee, but every trap has its fail-safe, its deadbeat escape. Every sweep, every turn of a cog has a tiny bit of energy, and so does the human soul. I simply needed to gather enough of them, so I did. all of my guests one by one. It took such a long time, and I just needed one more soul. But it's been so long since anyone came. All these old roads are deserted, fewer passers-by, less custom. I was beginning to despair. But finally, you came. You really did give me all the hope I needed. Ah, there's my cue. Time I was gone. Thank you again.
No, stop. You can't do this. What about me? What about us?
I'm very sorry. I have more important things to attend to.
Let go of me. I am not letting go of you. I'm not.
Mind yourself. Unhand me.
Come back, please. Help me. Make it stop. Help me. Help me. Please make it stop!
Yes! This is all the makings of a wonderful day.
You have been listening to Torchwood, Deadbeat Escape, by James Goss. Billis Manger was played by Murray Melvin, Howell Roberts, Gareth Pierce, and Grace, Cara Chase. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The script editor was David Llewellyn, producer James Goss, director Scott Hancock, and executive producers Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haig-Ellery.
Hello, my name is Scott Hancock. I am the director of Tortured Deadbeat Escape, and I'm joined this afternoon by...
Murray Melvin, playing Billis Manger.
And my name's Gareth Pierce, and I'm playing Howell.
So, Murray, the return of Billis to Tortured.
I know. All those fans out there that have been screaming for years, bring him back, bring him back. Well, here he is.
And what did you make of the script? Because it's a bit of a departure for Billis, I think.
Oh, yes, wasn't it just? I had to find lots of different levels of emotion. He doesn't really go into that, does he, Billis? Lovely. It was terrifying, wasn't it?
Absolutely. Setting up this trap for him, which I think when you read it, we got a little message saying, heads will roll, how dare we do it?
Yes. Well, I was just thinking of what Billis getting his own back.
Yes.
Could be interesting.
Against the committee who have imprisoned him.
Yes.
And we've paired you up with the lovely Gareth as well.
Yes.
Fighting against the system today.
I know, yeah. Howell gets the tough deal, I think, doesn't he?
You've had the gamut of emotions to run.
I know, yeah. I think my voice is still a bit... I'm still recovering, actually.
You've aged 20 years during the course of the day.
Yeah.
And it's your first big finish, I think, isn't it?
It is indeed. No, it's been a pleasure. Yeah, we've had a great time.
We've had a smashing time.
We really have. It's been fantastic. I don't think I've had this much fun being tortured by by somebody.
We like to hear that.
And not the easiest part, may I say. I mean, all those emotions have
very demanding.
Brought out. Oh, my goodness. Oh. He'll need a glass later for that.
Thank you, Murray. I might treat myself on the train back now.
Yes, do that.
And there's such a lovely, a range of scenes between the pair of you as you sort of lure him, Murray, into this sense of false security.
And
Gareth, you start off wanting to trust him. And we were saying the barman scenes are almost like The Shining or Passengers or something with
there's a similar thing in Passengers with Michael Sheen as the barman, and he's looking for a sounding board at that point, and I don't really think he sees any massive threat from Billis. I think he There's almost the status is flipped really partway through this episode. I think Howell possibly thinks that he's in some form of control early on.
You were also saying there was a weird, slightly torturedy thing about your grandfather.
Strange coincidence. My grandfather's real name was Howell Roberts, and that's the name of this character. So that's
slightly disconcerting
and possibly not something to dwell on too much.
No, not in the strange topsy-turvy world of Tortured.
Yeah.
But that was quite a strange thing to read, I imagine.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, I rang my mum and dad and told them, and they obviously were quite struck at the coincidence.
Well, thank you both for a lovely day. It's been a long day, and I'm sure you both want to, in the same way you want to flee a mad hotel, probably want to escape these booths.
You're not going
to
lock me
in. Home. You'll just be screaming for release for the rest of time.
Well, underneath all that, we have had a lovely time.
We have. We've had a wonderful, wonderful time. It has. It's been a really fun one to record, so I'm looking forward to actually hearing the end product as well.
I can't wait for you all to hear it. Thank you, Murray. Thank you, Gareth. And thank you, listeners, for listening.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Bye.